Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's 4 o'clock on the number one sports talk show for your drive home.
I just am not feeling good about what I've seen. And today, as I've said, I've seen nothing that gets me excited about where this is going. There are so many things, Mike, that I have question marks about. And more importantly, I just haven't been given anything to go, hey, I'm going to hang my hat on that. I've seen nothing.
This is Dukes and Bell
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Maybe we see something Sunday. Maybe we see something
Well,
Sunday.
We'd shock a lot of Falcon fans if we can protect Matt Ryan, run the football effectively, all the things we need to do to have that balance we were talking about all offseason long, which went haywire by our second possession against the Eagles.
Coach is going to join us, by the way, about an hour from now. Coach Arthur Smith for his weekly visit with us here on Dukes and Bell. I know, you know, when you lose, you do extra. And what I mean by that is it's not that you don't do it when you win, but you go all out. And you know, you feel some kind of way. I know they're feeling that way at Flowery Branch. Now, will that result in a win this Sunday? I don't know, Mike. We still got to make plays. You know, you got to make plays. That's right. What it comes down to.
Well, I mean, it's one of those things that we talked about in our buddy Hot Take Tommy. Tommy Mott posted a video where you've got the play where Matt misses, I think it's Ridley in the end zone wide open, where Mike Davis picks up the, I think it was Fletcher Cox, and it's the plays there, but Matt just misses the throw. So, let's just keep it real, guys. There was enough blame to go around for everybody who played in that football game on Sunday, including the quarterback.
Yeah. So, I haven't seen anything. I know you haven't either, but I was saying that in the preseason. And you guys told me, relax, it's preseason. So now it's regular season. And I've still seen nothing that has impressed me whatsoever and that I can hang my hat on and go, yeah, we do that well. Oh, we're going to be good in that area. Nothing. So we'll see. Coach is going to join us in an hour. It's Dukes and Bell. Let's talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
It is brought to you by our friends at Brightbox.
Yeah, man, watch your favorite team, college or pro, with that ultimate man cave. Multiple TVs, the sports bar vibe, whatever you want to do. They might come up with some ideas that blow your mind. Go to Brightbox, B-R-I-T-E, BrightboxElectrical.com today.
All right, man, let's talk to our guy. His name is Connor Riley. He is with Dog Nation. He joins us every week. And it's been a weird offseason, so he was actually on more in the offseason almost as much as he is during the season. But now we're here, and here we go. You got past Clemson, you got past UAB, and we have quarterback issues. Now, it's not the kind of quarterback issues where there's a fight for the job, but Connor, what do you know about these injuries and how it may impact the Dogs on Saturday?
Yeah, so JT Daniels is still dealing with an oblique injury. It's why he didn't play this past weekend, and now Kirby Smart comes out and says yesterday that Stetson Bennett is dealing with a little bit of a back issue. I still expect either one of those guys to start. I don't think you're going to see the third option, Carson Beck, to start. I do think you probably see him at some point in this game, but that speaks more to the opponent than the actual pecking order and health of Bennett and Daniels. If I had to go and take a guess right now, somewhat educated, I'd probably lean that Daniels starts on Saturday. A lot of it is going to depend on how much he is able to practice today. And we'll see how that turns out and what we hear after the fact. But if I had to take an educated guess, I might lean Daniels a little bit here, but I wouldn't be surprised if we once again see Stetson Bennett come Saturday.
All right, man. I know that Kirby and it's not just Kirby, guys. Any high school or college coach is prerogative to keep it close, as we see in the NFL as well. But were you disappointed in what Carson Beck gave you last week?
Disappointed might be a little bit too strong of a word. It's worth remembering those were his first career pass attempts, and I think you, especially on the interception there, I think Carson just underestimated the speed of the college game there. And as he gets more reps, you hope that you see him get a little bit better. I certainly don't think it was the debut that a lot of fans wanted to see from him, but the way they treated Stetson Bennett and the push that they had made to see Carson Beck out there, I think Stetson had a great reminder of, hey, well, yes, I wasn't able to beat Alabama or Florida last season. He was still pretty effective in games against Arkansas, Florida, Kentucky, and I think South Carolina this weekend is much more similar to that than, say, Alabama or the 2024 the team.
Vandegrift, though, there's no plan, right, to play him. I mean, that's not what they want to do. We don't expect to see him. That's out of the question, right?
Brock Vandegrift only played three snaps or at the end of the game last week where they were essentially just asking him to hand off the ball. They are treating this like a redshirt year for him. They want to get him up to speed and sort of, you know, hope that he gets acclimated to the college lifestyle and the college playbook. That way, I think next spring he's a little bit better and has his feet under him as far as knowing what to do, knowing the playbook and all that. That way, next spring, because assuming JT Daniels goes pro after this season, assuming that happens, I think you're going to they want to make sure Brock Vandegrift is ready to compete for the starting job next spring. They don't want to rush him out there and do anything to sort of dent his confidence.
It's Connor Riley, guys. K. Connor Riley on Twitter to follow him as part of the Legion of Dog Nation covering your favorite football team. Saw your article yesterday about Channing Tindall. And I guess if you've got the depth which Kirby has amassed at Georgia, I'll flip it over to offense, how Najee Harris waited his turn at Alabama, worked out pretty well. You talked in the article about Tindall had to wait to see the field, and now he's part of arguably the best defense in college football.
Yeah, Channing Tindall is a guy who would start for just about every team in the country, but that's not the case on Georgia's defense. And he had to wait his turn, and while he was, you know, a fringe top 100 prospect, he was a guy who was making a position change when he got to college, and to his credit has admitted, I knew it was going to take some time for me to see the field. And so he worked on special teams and has slowly worked his way onto the field. And now he feels really comfortable with knowing this defense and knowing how to play within it. And when you match that with his obvious athletic gifts, you're seeing a guy who's really blowing up right now and making plays, obviously against a lesser talented UAB team, but he really popped in that Clemson game as well. And why he might not be a star for this Georgia defense in the way I think N'Kobe Dean or Adam Anderson or even Lewis Seen might be, he's very clearly going to be a guy that plays on Sundays. And the fact that you can have that as your second-string linebacker, as your first linebacker off the bench, just speaks to the absurd depth and talent this Georgia defense has.
We are talking to our guy, Connor Riley, from Dog Nation here on Dukes and Bell, getting you caught up on the latest with the Dogs. They get ready for South Carolina on Saturday. So the run game, I've not been impressed. I know they've got five stars all over the place, and we should be able to run the football more effectively. Is that going to be the game plan you think heading into this weekend? Mike and I were joking, a Dogs run it 80 times. Do they commit to the run this weekend?
It's going to be interesting. I think last week UAB made a very concerned effort to say, hey, you're not going to run on us. If you're going to beat us, your wide receivers are going to have to win on the outside. And last week they were able to do that. I think as the season goes along, you're going to see teams employ a little bit more what Clemson did, where they play a little bit more soft zone coverage, drop three in the back end, and sort of, you know, say, hey, Georgia, we know you're a capable running team. You have good running backs, but we don't think your offensive line is good enough to consistently win and beat us at the point of attack. Now, late in the game, that's exactly what the offensive line did. And so I'll be interested to see how Clemson comes out and chooses to defend Georgia this week. I think as the wide receivers get healthier there, it sounds like there's a good chance here as Jackson possibly plays this weekend. As they get healthier there at that wide receiver position, as guys like Jermaine Burton and Arian Smith get better with more rest, I think the way you see Georgia defended is they're going to dare teams to say, hey, if you want to win, you're going to have to be patient and run on us and hope that eventually you're successful enough to run on us. That way we have to commit more guys to the box. But I think over the course of the season, at least in the early part, you're going to see teams play that similar defense that Clemson did, where the Georgia offense as a whole really struggled that day.
All right, Carl, it's not Zed from Pulp Fiction. It's Zeb, and it's a great story. A kid who grew up just literally in the shadows of Sanford Stadium. His dad was a high school football coach over to Coney. But Zeb is going to be the quarterback, the graduate assistant who's bounced around, Zeb Nolan. I mean, and we're not trying to disrespect it, but look, Muschamp, when he left, a lot of guys got in the transfer portal. This is a really bad football team that Shane Beamer has inherited, isn't it?
Yeah, Zeb is very much alive. I think he's going to start for this weekend for South Carolina there. And, you know, part of it is they're working with their other quarterback, Luke Doty, who was expected to be the starter at the beginning of the season. He's coming back from a foot injury, and while it sounds like he's getting closer, I don't think this is the defense you want to throw a guy out there who's still working his way back from a foot injury on. I mean, as much as we worry about the offensive line and the quarterback injury situation as it is right now, it doesn't matter for this game. This Georgia team should go out and roll whoever, go out and roll this South Carolina team. But quite frankly, they're just much, much better than. And obviously, you can point to that 2019 game where you may have said and expected the same thing. But this Georgia defense, I think, is pretty clearly making a case to be the best of the Kirby Smart era. And, you know, when you can't score on the other team, it's really hard to win. And when that opposing defense has actually scored more points on touchdowns than they've given up so far, I think it's going to be really difficult for South Carolina this weekend, and I do think it's going to be another easy win, even with some of the questions we still have on offense.
You heard, Connor. Dukes and Bell could start at quarterback this weekend, and they would win the game.
So, Connor, you know, you want to go like 1-800. K. Connor, so you're saying you're liking the 31 points?
Yes, I do like Georgia in the 31 points here. I think the South Carolina team – it's just there's so much turnover from last year, and while you know maybe the end of the year they get right, they really struggled last week against ECU, and I think this Georgia, I actually think the UAB team Georgia beat a week ago is maybe better than the South Carolina team that Georgia's going to play this weekend.
Yeah, Carl, I went like Joe Pesci in Casino. I mean, we's given, we're not taking the numbers, but anyway, back to you.
All right, injury update. Let's go around this team with all the injuries. Give us an update on where all these other guys are. What's up with Kyrius Jackson? What's going on with Blaylock? What's going on with all these other guys? Darnell Washington, where are we at?
All right, so I'm going to try and run through this as quickly as I can because, unfortunately, it's still pretty long. We'll start at the quarterbacks. JT Daniels has an oblique injury. It sounds like he's getting better, and I think there's a good chance he plays on Saturday. Stetson Bennett is dealing with a little bit of a lower back issue, but I think he's going to be fine and capable of playing on Saturday. Kyrius Jackson is coming off knee surgery he had this offseason, and he's been returning punts, and it sounds like he's getting closer and closer to seeing the field, and I think there's a good chance to see that this weekend. Dominic Blaylock is coming off an ACL injury, but he's also now dealing with a hamstring injury as he sort of ramps up his recovery and process and trying to get back on the field. I'm not so certain we're going to see him play this weekend. Darnell Washington and Tyke Smith are both dealing with foot injuries. Tyke Smith, the defensive back, Darnell Washington, the tight end. They're both dealing with foot injuries. They did have their boots taken off last week, and while that was a positive development, I don't expect them to play this week. I think maybe Vanderbilt next week is the week you potentially target and see them coming back. And then Devontae Wyatt did not play last week. He's a defensive tackle for Georgia, but it is not injury-related for Kirby Smart. It sounds like it is more internal discipline there with regard to his status, and I believe that is all in terms of the injury front and where things stand as of right now. Oh, and Arik Gilbert. Kirby Smart was asked about him yesterday. Arik Gilbert is still not with the team, and they do not know when to expect him to be back.
All right. So, I mean, again, we don't want to speculate, but it does sure sound like it's going to be a while there. And then the COVID thing, I guess, you know, in hindsight, Kirby maybe misspoke or was misinterpreted as a COVID spike. But concerns about COVID this week?
No, you know, Ron Corson was back, their head trainer. He was back last week on the field working during the game. So it sounds like, you know, Kirby maybe didn't necessarily choose his words the most careful there in terms of, you know, COVID with the way that it is discussed in approach in the media world. You know, any little thing sometimes blows up, and I think that's sort of what happened there with Kirby Smart. So I think Georgia's in a good spot when it comes to COVID.
Cool.
All right. I can't confirm nor deny the report that's out there about Vanderbilt. Apparently a ferret will start at quarterback against Vandy for the Dogs, and they will be okay. So just want to put that out there. Connor, tell the people where they can find you. That's a joke, guys.
Yeah, you guys can find me at @KConOReilly on Twitter. We'll have a ton of coverage, obviously. Late game, Saturday night, 7 o'clock. Should be a lot of fun at Sanford Stadium.
Now, you know what's going to happen, though, because somebody's going to run with that. Like, be like the sports possum in Lake City. The WZGC in Atlanta said they're going to start a ferret in Nashville, Connor. I'll hang up and listen.
Well, that's the way this thing is going. I mean, everybody, let's be honest. Let's just rest everybody for the next 2 weeks and go get these wins.
But this is, Connor, this is why when we talk about the Clemson game 50 freaking thousand times, the schedule really doesn't line up. And again, I know Shane Beamer. I'm not knocking Carolina. They've won 11 games under Steve Spurrier, but it's just the cupboard is bare. Vandy, a new coach. You know what I mean? Auburn,
you're going to bet against your friend, Mike Beamer? You're going to bet against him? That's just not right.
And by the way, I say, friend, let's get him on the show. See if he remembers what happened. It was like 20 years ago. But anyway, Connor, by the way, Auburn, a chance against Penn State. What do you know about Auburn real quick?
I'm going to be really interested in watching that game. They've done everything they were supposed to those first two games against Cupcake, but going up there to Happy Valley, obviously this Auburn team's not going to be intimidated to play in the Iron Bowl every year.
Right.
But I do think that this is a Penn State defense. They've already been tested against Wisconsin. Bo Nix, last time I checked, is still the quarterback there at Auburn. And while Brian Harsin, I think, has come and done some nice things there, I still have major questions about what he's going to look like. So I like Penn State there this weekend with the points as the home favorite.
All right, man. Great stuff, Connor Riley. We always enjoy our visits with you. Let's hope all these guys get healed up. I mean, here's what's crazy. I feel like we've not seen the Georgia football team we thought we would see. And at some point, I don't know when it's going to be, maybe 3-4 weeks from now, it's going to look like a completely different team when you run all these guys out there and everybody's healthy. And then I think that's when this team may take off. So we will see. Connor, great job as always.
Yep, thanks for having me on, Carl and Mike.
You got it. So a lot of guys are still banged up, but this is something that, as we said, you have the depth. We've talked about we're not giving excuses, but the quarterback situation, it's a bit funky. It's certainly not what we expected through three games.
All right, man, coming up, self-evaluation. A lot of that going on with the Falcons, and one guy talked about it. You'll hear what he said coming up. It is Dukes and Bell, guys. Coming up, Coach is going to join us. That's Coach Arthur Smith of our Atlanta Falcons for his weekly visit here on Wednesdays. And make sure you join us every Wednesday, 5 o'clock, as we'll hear from Coach moving forward. There's really nothing to talk about, but we have to address it when it comes to this last game. Hopefully we can turn things around. And, Mike, when you get punched in the face the way we did as that game went on, there's a lot of self-evaluation, a lot of self-reflecting that goes on. You know, whether you think we're good enough or not, I'm going to tell you the guys in the locker room think they're good enough. They're NFL players. So they're going to feel some kind of way. Now, how they respond on Sunday, we'll see. I mean, you got to have a game plan, Mike. You got to execute it. You can't do dumb things like, you know, false starts and jump off sides and holding and all the things that we did that kept pushing us back and holding us back from having opportunities. But I do think there's a lot of self-evaluation going on right now.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing, which it's not a lie, it's not like trying to spin it. I mean, the one thing you can do is clean up the penalties. And if you did, and there was a couple of penalties, we talked about it with Bo earlier last hour in Yeah Man, No Man. There was some really, if you go back and watch it, again, if you're a masochist, go back and watch the game. But there was we could have made it a one-possession game, could have closed it. There's a couple of big plays, big, big key moments and drives where they got us for a pass interference or a holding completely away from the ball on our receivers. Had no effect on the play. One of those plays that makes you want to throw a brick at the TV. It happened. I mean, it still happened. But if you can clean up that and you can clean up some of the things that we saw on the goal line, like Matt Ryan's got to execute. You know, Kyle Pitts has got to know where his footing is. I'm curious to ask Coach, and he'll, again, either he'll answer the question or he won't, guys, but we'll be respectful and we'll ask the questions you guys want to hear about from the coach. But Kyle Pitts has got to be a bigger weapon. Why was Kyle Pitts limited in his touches? Is he still learning on the job? Remember, he kind of foreshadowed, perhaps, Carl, that for fantasy owners, you might not get what you're looking for. Remember, he told us that a week ago. And then Kyle Pitts, I don't know if the procedure penalty for not being where he's supposed to be in the line had any bearing on his amount of touches later in the game, or is he not doing what they need him to do just yet? But, I mean, we thought, big target in the red zone, let's get that man out there. It needs to be a bigger target in the offense, period.
Yeah. I will tell you that this would be like Trey not being in the game the last 2 minutes of the game.
Right.
It just doesn't make sense. Now, obviously basketball plays out a little bit differently, but when you're talking about scoring opportunities, that's like the last 2 minutes of an NBA game. Right. So you don't know if that's your last one. You don't know if that's going to be the difference in the game. And to not have, you know, one of your best playmakers in is kind of perplexing. So we will ask and see what he has to say about that. And, again, it may be part of the plan. And if it is, then what's the plan moving forward? Because if we're in a scoring opportunity on Sunday and I don't see Pitts, I'm going to have a fit. I'm going to have a fit. Because here's the other part of this, guys. Even if he doesn't score, we used to talk about this with Julio all the time. You still have to account for him. If he's not on the field, I don't have to worry about him. But even if he's out there, you got to go, hey, we got to make sure we know where he's going. And even if he doesn't catch the ball, it may open up another opportunity for somebody else. So that to me was my issue. It wasn't him not necessarily catching a touchdown or two. Right. Why is he not out there to even open up opportunities for other guys?
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So we'll throw it out there and we'll see where we're going. And also, we didn't do much as far as there was nobody signed. We did take some guys off of the practice squad to add some offensive linemen depth on the practice squad. But that was it. But nobody added to the active roster.
All right, guys, let's hear from Mike Davis talking about self-evaluation. Mike, by the way, what did you think of Davis on Sunday?
A couple of plays where he was moving guys around. I mean, I talked about him picking up the blitz and basically stand up to one of the interior linemen for the Eagles. And I like Cordarrelle Patterson, but again, we never got to see enough of it because all of a sudden we're down two possessions and the run game was gone. But I liked in a small sample size, he looked the part.
He did. This is Mike Davis.
We always look at the things we could do better. I mean, of course, we feel confident that we could run the ball, pass the ball. It's just we got to look at things as we can improve every week, improving everything that we go out there.
It can't be as bad as it seems. I don't think it is, and that's why I'm just trying to keep perspective. I just don't think it's as bad as it seems. We hurt ourselves. They made plays. Then it just spirals, and that's what you get. Right. But we get a new opportunity Sunday, and you know, you said maybe we shocked the NFL. I don't know. Even I'm not even talking about a win. I'm just saying show up. You know what I mean? I mean that's kind of where I'm at. Let's see what happens if we show up, because we didn't show up except for two drives last week.
I mean, look, offensively. We can say, hey, we can do this and we can do that, and that'll keep us in the game. But it's just, you know, if you're a betting man and you look at the spread, and Vegas looks at this, and obviously they're trying to create, I mean, hell, Vegas could probably make it a 21-point spread right now, and no one would bat an eye based on how bad we looked the first week. They beat the Cowboys. They've got a pass rush. Cowboys' offensive line obviously is much better than where we are because we're just plugging in new guys. New guys are learning on the job. That was the first start for Mayfield, right? So, you know, what are you going to do? You cannot, let's be honest, max protection every time. Then you're limiting what your ability is down the field to get for guys to get open. So it's tough. It's tough to find positives knowing that it's not impossible, Carl. We've seen crazier upsets. Every year in the NFL, there's some crazy upset you never saw coming. And this would be one of them if we were able to beat the Bucs.
Now, didn't we split with the Bucs last year?
Yeah, I want to say,
because Brady comes here, we're up on them in that game, and then they come back, they beat us.
Yeah,
right?
they down here, the second game against us was the game that really got them going.
Yeah.
That was the second half, yeah.
And I only bring that up to say there were guys who are here now that were on that offensive line that are still on this offensive line. We were in that game. As a matter of fact, that was one of those maddening games where we should have won. Mm-hmm. We're kicking their butts. And here comes Brady in the second half and whoop, throws touchdowns, gets back in the game, and then they end up winning. But we were in the game.
The week before Christmas was the one that we had them on the ropes and they battled back. And as they said, it's been commented by everybody in the Bucs, that was kind of a springboard game for them. And obviously we lost 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in a row after that. And then
what was the final score of that game?
31-27. We got beat in the last game of the season by them pretty convincingly, 44-27.
Okay, so the last game of the season, we knew that was just what that was.
We were beating them 17-0 at halftime. We had Tom Brady and the Bucs down 17-0 at halftime last year, week before Christmas.
Don't be fooled. It's not as bad as it seems. I'm saying that to say, you're going to tell me this is worse than where we were last year. Everybody thought last year was just hell.
Right.
Right? So we played them close. We were in the game. And not only that, we should have beat them. We know how that goes. You know, chalk that up to Quinn or whatever you want to do. But I'm just saying that's a team. I don't know if
Quinn was already gone. But yeah, I hear what you're saying. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know if that's when you start talking about two double digits in the NFL, that's just hard. That's a lot of points. Either way, we're going to talk to Coach coming up. I do want you to hear Arthur Smith talking about adjusting week to week, because this is the big thing. You can look great week one. I want to see how the Eagles come out this next week. Let's see, some of the teams that really looked good in week one. What do the Raiders do on the road this week? I want to see how they respond. And week-to-week adjustments are a big deal. This is Arthur Smith.
And the whole name of this game here is improvement from week to one. You cannot be the same team week one as you are going into each week as you climb, because there's going to ebbs and flows, and we got to improve. And we got to do it in a hurry this week, because we got a hell of a challenge Sunday down in Tampa at 4 o'clock.
So week-to-week. And I only bring up the last year's games because, again, how bad was it? We had the worst pass defense in the league. That didn't change that week.
No.
It didn't change, but we're up 17-0. And you're going, whoa, okay, well. So it's anything can happen, man, and I'm curious to see what the game plan is going to be. I think Mike's right as far as how you attack this defense. We cannot, and I will say this now, and it'll happen Saturday, Sunday, Monday, we can't be down 21 or 24 points and expect to come back, because, again, we're one-dimensional, and then that's when it becomes dangerous for Matt back there.
Right. So the way we were looking at this season was, hey, glass half full, if we can establish the run, if we're able to, get that play action working where things open up, and the Matt's got a pocket. Guys, I know that you all think, not all, some guys, some, Carl. We talked about this yesterday. Some guys out there think, well, if I get a quarterback who's dual threat, he can run around, and the offensive line doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. Well, no, it doesn't work like that. We already talked about it. Lamar Jackson was running for his life, and he lost the game. He coughed it up twice. If you could simply get an athletic quarterback, guys, I'll say this for the last time this – well, probably not the last time I'll say it this week. But if you want to say, all I need is, who cares, offensive line, schmoffensive line, Carl? I mean, look at Patrick Mahomes. Oh, what happened when he had no offensive tackles in the freaking Super Bowl?
The team, he got killed. He got killed.
Did they score a lot of touchdowns? No.
No.
Patrick Mahomes, the greatest quarterback right now in the NFL, was reduced to a mere mortal, and he can move, and he runs, because the offensive line was crap. But yeah. You guys think, magically, we get a guy that can run, then we're not playing Madden, and you're not 8 years old. So grow up, look at the NFL, and understand that the trenches matter. And right now, our trenches are suspect. And that's why we're in trouble. That's why it's going to have to take a Herculean effort. And nobody making mistakes, Carl, to compete against Tampa Bay.
All right, guys. We want to hear from you. 404-741-0929. That's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Find us on social media. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes, the radio show. Dukes and Bell 929. And, of course, follow this radio station at 929 The Game. We are on the gram as well. And, of course, live on Twitch. Go vote on our poll about Georgia's quarterback situation at Dukes and Bell. Mike.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We got some guy talk coming up. Coach is going to join us at 5. What are we talking about, brother?
Well, we love food, and we, because the kind of guys we are, and most of you too, we like food that's probably not too good for us. Well, what is the worst things, Carl, you can put in your body? We've got a list, and I got to admit, Squid Billy was kind of a surprise by one of these. Apparently, it's one of his faves. It's go-tos on weekends. We'll explain next. It's Dukes and Bell, man. It's Guy Talk from Hoots Wings next.
It's time for fun. It's time for Guy Talk.
Yes! Never mind.
It's time for shenanigans.
Yeah! Yes! Yeah! Hey, man. It is Guy Talk on a hump day. I guess this is the rain from Tropical Storm Nicholas. Is that what this is they're saying? But that's why it's raining like it is all day today and much of tomorrow. Hey, man, if you're looking for something that'll cheer you up, I say go get some Hoots Wings, man. Matter of fact, if you're going to hunker down and watch some baseball or soccer or whatever, HootsWings.com, man. Hey, man, ale at all three locations. They got thousands of combinations of wings. They got the buffalo shrimp. you get some tater tots, and you get some fried pickles. All the major food groups are represented. Go to hootswings.com, and again, Hey Man Ale at all three locations. By the way, hey, real quick, before I get to the list, which is pretty funny about the unhealthiest foods out there, yeah, remember I told you my wife got coerced into getting a kitten from one of our neighbors? They had a bunch of cats, and so mm-hmm. we have a kitten. Guess what this cute little furball did last night?
Tore something up?
No. I watched the Braves game. Obviously, that was a little disappointing. And I'm flipping around. And I, you know, we have one of those movies you've seen 5,000 times, but you're going to watch it again because it was The Great Escape. And I want to see Steve McQueen try to jump the motorcycle into Switzerland. So I'm watching The Great Escape, and I'm just relaxing. And the cat comes in the bed, and she's like, meow, and cute. It's adorable. You've seen the photos of her with Ike. It's literally, she just went to the vet. She's a pound and a half. And so, isn't that adorable, Carl? I mean, I'm a dog person, but it's a cute little kitten. How can you not like it? So she's sitting right next to me, meow. Look, yeah. So I'm watching him digging the tunnel. Charles Bronson, you know, getting claustrophobic, digging the tunnel. And all of a sudden, literally, the cat dumps right on the bed.
Oh!
I kid you not. I mean, like a dog-sized dumpus, too.
Oh! What happened to the litter box?
Yeah.
Come on.
Hello, and maybe don't not feed this thing 24/7. I know it's a growing animal. So, at, like, literally at 12:30 at night, I gotta pull the comforter off, and then she piddled too for good measure. One and two, by the way.
Oh!
And then,
oh.
And then so then now the whole night is now I'm angry, man. I'm screaming, blah blah blah, I'm going bananas.
Cute kitty.
Yeah. And I'm like, I want this cat gone. I want this cat out. And I was like, Becky, I swear to God, I go, where's the coyotes when I need them? Throw this thing out on the front lawn. Yeah.
Yeah, I...
So I had to go sleep in the guest bedroom, my own... I got to sleep in the guest bedroom in my own house last night, because obviously the bedroom, you needed to, the whole thing was a hot mess.
With the smell?
Yeah, you couldn't believe that a 1.5-pound organism could generate this kind of foulness. The most adorable little kitten.
Yeah.
And she was looking at me while she did it.
Yeah, have fun.
Anybody want to adopt a kitten? Hit me up, Mike Bell ATL. I want this thing gone.
Have fun, bro. Mm.
Anyway, but there you go. All right, on to food.
Are you going to take a dump, you little thing?
I mean,
right here?
I mean, on the bed. And I literally just washed the sheets like 2 days ago. So the bed's nice and fresh. The comfort's nice and, you know, poofy and fresh.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and defiled by like an evil kitten.
Wow. You know,
I knew. I said when the neighbors didn't ask for any money, the neighbors did. They just gave it to us. You knew something was up with this little beast.
You should name it Satan. let me ask you this. Did the cat look at you while it was dumping?
Yeah. Well, no, I heard the noise. I heard the noise, and I'm looking out because it's a scene where Charles Bronson's getting all claustrophobic. He can't go. And I'm like, what? What did you just? And then, like, it's like this giant turd. I'm like, how did the cat do that? I mean, really? I mean, and Chris is like, hey, man, why don't you take a picture? No, Chris, I'm not going to do that, okay, at 12:30 at night. I just want to sleep.
That.
But anyway,
let's not do that.
Apologize for the imagery if you're eating dinner. But here's some things you should not be eating. New list just came out from a website called Healthline. It is the top 10 worst things you can put in your body. And unfortunately, a lot of our favorites are on this list. Let me start off with some things that didn't make the cut, okay?
Okay.
Ironic, because you probably could never get this this substance to put in your body anyway. A McDonald's triple thick milkshake, Carl, is coming in at number 13 on the list because of the high caloric count at 1,100 calories. You'd find that same amount of calories in two Big Macs and too much sugar in those things.
Okay.
But the machine never works, so you're never going to get it in your mouth anyway.
Yeah. So it's how big is the Big Mac?
The triple thick milkshake has got as many calories as two Big Macs.
Wow. Okay. I haven't had a Big Mac in a long time, to be honest.
You know what? You can go in there and you can ask for the quarter pounder bun on it, right? You can do that? Somebody told me you can do that.
Yes. Yeah. I like the quarter pounder, man.
I'm a double quarter pounder guy. Go for the gusto. All right. Number 12, the KFC Famous Bowl. Have you had one of those?
I have not had a
KFC. It's basically they throw everything in the bowl. Fried chicken, mashed potatoes, corn gravy, and cheese. 710 calories, 82 grams of carbs. So unless you're going to go run a marathon, Carl, there's some good carb loading right there. Go do that. Anyway, but that's some of them are fast food. Sugar sweetened soda, you know, anything but we all know soda. That's why, you know, everybody's trying to pivot to like water and juice and stuff like that. Number 10, Dairy Queen's Royal Reese's Brownie Blizzard, Carl. 1,510 calories.
I love blizzards.
Me too, but I mean, don't you share them? I mean, who's the last time you ate a blizzard all by yourself? Don't you share that with yourself?
Well, that's the thing. If you order a large blizzard, like it's like they use two hands to hand it to you, you know? It's ridiculous. So, yeah, man, but I love blizzards.
I present you with the blizzard. Anyway, that's number 10. Number 9, I have not seen this. I didn't even know this thing existed. The Dunkin' Donuts glazed jelly stick.
Yeah.
You've seen this?
Yeah.
Is it good?
It's great. Listen, I looked at some of these things on the list here.
So was it like a crawler with like glaze on it? Or I mean, it says it's 480 calories, 59 carbs.
It's really – I think it's good. Okay. I want to say it's not all the time. I want to say it's a seasonal thing.
Okay.
So I'm not sure when they bring it back, but yes, I've had that, and it's amazing.
Now, we were talking about this this article that came out, and Squidbilly goes, I can't believe number eight. Apparently, Squidbilly still can't get enough corn dogs in his life, Carl.
Hold on. First off, you know that was sarcasm. I mean, a corn dog of all things. If a hot dog regularly takes 35 minutes off your life, right. A corn dog probably takes like a whole day.
That's correct. I mean, you're talking about a corn, deep-fried corn over processed meat, Carl. So what can be worse for you right now? No, but I mean, a good corn dog at a state fair or something. You know, I mean, I would think the average American has, what, one corn dog a year, if that?
Yeah, I would guess.
Chris said not even that. So Chris like, not. Well, I'm sorry, Chris, we don't come from New Jersey, okay? Some people get out in the real world, and they got the world of country fairs where a corn dog is a staple.
Listen, I didn't get to the size I am by eating corn dogs. I'm a pizza and pasta kind of guy, right, Mike Bell, all right?
Yeah. All right. Number seven, the Burger King Oreo shake. I've never had it, but again, high calories, high sugar. Number six, this surprised me, the Outback Steakhouse Bloomin' Onion. Has got
I love the Bloomin' Onion.
1,954 calories. Well, again, this is something you'd share with four people if you're a normal humanoid. Yeah. I mean, if you're one fat slob, you're going to eat the whole darn thing. But a lot of fat, a lot of fatty acids and all that stuff. Trans fat, not good.
I might get one of those for the game tomorrow.
Blooming onion.
I haven't had a blooming onion either.
When I used to live in Buckhead, I used to go to one right there on Roswell Road. I mean, literally, I was in that drive-thru like twice a week. Starbucks white chocolate mocha frappuccino. A lot of calories in that.
Yeah.
Number four, I've had this at the airport. Cinnabon caramel pecan bond. 1,000 calories.
Does Cinnabon do anything that's not right?
It's perfect. Smells good.
Like when they hand it to you, right? Mike, don't you hear something holy when they hand it to
and
you?
And when you smell it, you know, you're coming into the airport. That and Auntie Annie's pretzels. I smell that. I'm going to be there. They did not make the list, by the way. So I'll move it along. We got to get to the closing bell. Number four was the Cinnabon. Number three, Popeye's chicken tenders.
The tenders?
340 calories, 26 grams of carbs. Deep fried is not good. Part of that is it's deep fried. The trans fats would get you, apparently. Heart disease and all that.
I ain't giving up Popeyes
either. Number two, Arby's curly fries.
I like the curly fries, man. There's all these things I like.
Deep fried potatoes are very unhealthy, according to Healthline.
Well, of course they are. It's probably why I like them.
650 calories as a side item. 77 grams of carbs.
Wow, and only, that's a lot of calories.
And only seven are fiber. You know, fiber is good for it. But here's what surprised me, and who knew my mom was poisoning me as a child. What do you think the worst thing is you can put in your body? It was a staple of the morning breakfast table in my house. Do you know what it is?
Yeah, because I said I'm not giving it up on Twitter. There's no way I'm giving these up.
Kellogg's Pop-Tarts.
No way.
I couldn't believe it. When I saw, I was at a Pop, the way I live my life, a Pop-Tart's probably the healthiest thing I put in my pie hole. 400 calories, 76 grams of carbs, less than 2 grams of fiber, and only 4 grams of protein. So high sugar, low protein, that's a terrible choice to start off your day, says Healthline. Yes.
Yeah, it is. It's probably why I crash in first period.
Me too.
Because, on the sugar high, and then it's like, Mr. Dukes, why are you tired today? Huh?
I mean, there's some days I'd have a Pop-Tart with a side of Captain Crunch.
I mean, bouncing
off the walls.
I still love Pop-Tarts,
They put me on so much Ritalin if I was a kid today, I'd probably wind up like a certified public accountant. All right, let's hit the closing bell, see if we made any money today. All right, man, brought to you by Alliance Tax Solutions, based right here in Atlanta. Get the IRS off your butt. Finally, some good news from the Dow Jones. It was up 236 points. S&P was up 37. NASDAQ up 123. So good day for your 401k. It's brought to you by Alliance Tax Solutions right here in the A. Hey, man, birthday's on the 15th. Tommy Lee Jones is 75.
Is he really?
We could do, I guess, Tommy Lee Jones' birthday, your favorite movie, right, in honor of him tonight for the game winner.
Wow, Tommy Lee.
He's good in everything. I love No Country for Old Men. I watch that movie every time it's on. Oliver Stone is 75, directed a lot of our favorite movies.
He's still doing coke? Just ask.
No, he talks about that. It was a bad time in his life.
That's why
there's a lot of parts of Any Given Sunday that don't make any sense. Like when the Jamie Foxx thing just turns into a Metrex commercial when he's hanging out at the Clevelander. You know, why... There's a lot of parts of that movie that just don't make a lot of sense. Why they were playing the Cowboys, in Texas Stadium, and the lights were like something from a Chinese movie. I mean, a Chinese restaurant. You see that? Again, you got to ask Oliver Stone why they did that. A lot of this stuff made no sense. Tom Hardy is 44 today.
I love Tom Hardy too, man.
You think the darkness is your friend? I was born in it. molded by it.
Sorry. Anyway, Tom Hardy, poor guy's always got a mascot in every movie he's in. Prince Harry, his royal crybaby is 37. Gaylord Perry is 83 today. Love that guy as a kid. Mm. Pete Carroll is 70, man. He's a young-looking dude for 70.
Oh, he's in great shape. And, you know, we keep thinking he's going to give it up, but Pete Carroll looks 50.
Hey, man, seriously, we got to go. We got to get to Coach Ernest Biner, 59, from Milledgeville. Dan Marino is 60 today. Hey, man, there's your guy talk.
All right, guys, Arthur Smith's coming up, our coach of the Atlanta Falcons, for his weekly visit here on Dukes and Bell.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.